Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. I'm here today with Jeremy Chitlick, who's become a regular on our podcast series and has spoken a handful of times in the past about the Washington, D.C. assessment process. Jeremy's a senior manager with the Altus Group, working out of the Tysons Corp. Virginia office, and specializes in property tax appeals in D.C. Jeremy actually spent 6 years working for the D.C. Office of Tax and Revenue, and when he left, he was the supervisor of the major commercial assessments. And Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Matt?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us once again. And I know you and I spoke back in February about the new assessments, and at the time you expected similar increases across the board. Is this what actually happened? Did this occur?
Luckily, I was right on that one. I predicted the cap rates would see little change, and just the trophy properties would see a compression in cap rates, and that's actually what occurred. We saw a small, and I say small, 3 to 5% increases for most properties, and then a little bit higher for the trophy assets.
Interesting. So is it too early to tell what to expect for next year?
It probably is a little early, but I think from talking to folks both in the industry and in the assessor's office, I'd expect some of the same. We're going to see some normal increases, and when I say normal, again, 3 to 5%. We're not going to see that 20% bump that we saw a couple years ago, but I do think owners should budget for and prepare for about a 5% increase across the board, which are taxes that value will come out as of the first of next year, but those aren't going to be taxes that you actually pay until calendar year 2017.
Okay, great. So in terms of 2015 appeals, how did they go?
Appeals were hit or miss. The assessors were empowered to make changes at the first level, so that's nice. I've really talked about that with you over the last few years in these podcast series, that needs to be your main focus, that first level, because you need to really get an answer before the assessor says no. You really need to go in every tool you have, full-blown package, and give that to the assessor to allow them to make a change. We saw a good number of decreases at the first level, with some cases just being pushed forward to the board where the assessor either didn't have time or didn't have the ability to make a change, and that's where most appeals sit as of today at that board, either waiting for a hearing or just finishing up hearing, waiting for decisions.
So, you know, my understanding is that if you are unsuccessful at the first level, you then head to the Real Property Tax Appeals Commission. Have you been through this step yet?
I have, and that's the group that I call the board. I often get in trouble for calling them the board. Their new official name is the Real Property Tax Appeals Commission, so they like to be called as the commission. I finished those hearings a few weeks ago. I think it's important to get in early with the commission before they're really overwhelmed with cases. They're statutorily required to get decisions out by February 1st. So if you get in there early, it gives them a chance to really review things. If you get in February, the pile starts stacking up, and by mid to late January, they have a ton of cases to decide in not really much time because they have to get done by that February 1st. Overall, I think they went pretty well. Hearings were done very professionally and timely, which is nice. In the past, you might get there and you'd be sitting around for an hour for other cases to finish up. They've really taken care of that problem. But the commission is really in a tough position in a lot of these cases. We've talked about this in the past as well, but the assessors botched how the apartments were valued. The cap rates were incorrect. They had no sales or surveys to support them. So in going to the commission, it's a big ask for them to say, I need you to veto how all apartment cap rates were done, which basically guarantees hundreds of changes in assessments. From the decisions I have so far, it appears that the commission is not really willing to make a universal cap change. They just kind of say, the assessors' cap rates are what they are, and we're accepting of those. And if you really have a issue with it, you're going to have to take it to the next level, which is the court level, which a lot of these cases end up going to.
So let's dive a little bit deeper on the cap rates and tell us a little bit more about what made it wrong. I guess let's dive into that mistake there.
Okay. So last year, the assessor commissioned a study from Delta Associates, which they had done for the last 6 or 7 years. It's a process I actually helped start when I was there, because when I took over the supervisor job, we just had no sales. And that study said base cap rate should be at 4.25. The assessor then found, they kind of went away from that and said, well, we're going to look at our own sales. And they had three sales, which were basically a 3, a 5, and a 6 for these A-class apartment buildings. They then determined to use the sales and not the study and place a 3.95 base on all A classes. So 30 basis points lower than what the Delta study had done, and actually lower than anybody, any single respondent of the Delta study came back and said cap rates were. So they later learned that 3 cap rate of the 3, 5, and 6 was actually not an arm's length sale, and they should not have included it. So in the results, they had a study that said 4.25. They had two sales that said 5 and 6, but instead they're using sub 4 or 3.95. So that was last year. This year, we hope that they fixed it. We pointed that out of the board. This year, they just carried over the cap rates from the previous year, compounding the mistake. So my advice to anyone with an apartment is to appeal it. My hope is that they fix that issue going forward, but if history is an indication, it might not be fixed.
That's great. It's a perfect segue into my next question. So do you have any advice going forward to property owners who aren't seeing results from their appeals or are questioning their assessments?
Every case is different, so I'd recommend they just give me a call and we can discuss the options that you have, the timing of the appeal. You and I did a podcast a couple years back that went over the calendar of how the appeal process goes. We offer numerous products for owners. We do projections, income and expense filings, and then the classic appeal services. Because there's a three-prong process here, the first level, the commission, and court, changes can be made as you go through that. And a lot of times, if you make a change after for the next year, you can also circle back and say, hey, look, we've got 2 years in litigation. Let's just try to wrap all this up in one discussion. So I'd love to be able to help any of your listeners and potentially reduce any of their tax liabilities going forward.
Perfect, Jeremy. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series interview. Once again, we were joined by Jeremy Chitlick, who is a senior manager with Altus Group. And Jeremy, once again, gave us a very deep and thorough update on the D.C. property tax appeals process and what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And Jeremy, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Matt.
Take care.
You too. Bye.